taking their own look at the DNC. The KYW Youth News Team following the events as middle school journalists. Their reports sponsored by Barbera on the Boulevard. Barbera cares.
They are making a break into the competitive world of journalism and professional social media. On Reporters Roundup this week, the KYW DNC Youth News Team getting hands-on experience. KYW's Kristen Johansson directing the team. She's with us here. What do you have for us today?
Steve, we've covered a lot in the past 36 hours of their young journalist life. Sophie, you were at the DNC press conference this morning with Clinton's campaign advisors. What did you take away from the press conference?
I took away a lot about what they are going to be talking about tonight, like who Hillary is and the immigration issues she stands for. They also said she will make the largest investment in jobs since World War II and advance research technology to create jobs and provide tax relief for small businesses to grow. At the press conference, they are trying to show how unified their party is. And one more point I think was very interesting was when they said Michelle Obama's speech from last night would likely go down in Democratic history as one of the most powerful speeches.
Thanks, Sophie. And Paige, you were at the other event that we went to today. That was the Atlantic website and magazine. They partnered with CBS News this week and held a forum with some of the Philadelphia officials, like the district attorney's office and the public defender, about the criminal justice system in America. Paige, what'd they say?
They spoke about the cultural mindset and how it can affect who goes to prison, specifically how it can depend on their background, and also how the offender's education or childhood could affect their decisions as adults. Like if they had been neglected or abused as a child. And then they also spoke about how they could potentially reoffend after leaving prison. And now they are trying to develop new programs to help offenders.
Paige, thanks so much. And Steve, we've had a long few days here, but we have much more to cover in the next 2 days of this Democratic National Convention.
Well done, team. Looking forward to it. Thank you again.
More from the students, including their interviews and reports at cbsphilly.com/DNC.